the day after MG State of Origin, New South Wales 50-6, an absolute pleasure to welcome in, presumably a very happy New South Wales coach, Brad Fittler. G'day, Freddie.
Okay, Limo, MG.
I think Liam's right. Presumably, I'd say big time. Everything happened last night, Freddie. I know you'll try and keep a lid on the win because the series is still obviously wide open. But that was calculated. That was, in a word, that was a demolition job.
Yeah, and I think the conditions had a fair bit to do with the scoreline. I mean, obviously, our boys were, you know, very in tune. They just a great brand of footy. Everyone played their part. Some shone brighter than others, but at the end of the day, I think with the conditions, they really allowed, once we sort of started to get on top of them, they just allowed you to overwhelm them because you could move the ball so well. So, you know, we really, I suppose at the end, we appreciated the conditions in North Queensland.
I appreciate you saying that because everyone did play their part. And you've got to, when you beat a team 50 points to 6 in the Origin Arena, which is the toughest arena there is. The opening set kind of indicated that you had given Tommy Turbo a license to thrill. He took the second and he took the fourth hit up, and I'm thinking to myself, uh-oh, he's just going to be everywhere, this kid. And we spoke about it earlier in the show about not every fullback can do that because of the fact that they'll get in the way or they complicate things. But Tommy Turbo is kind of a 6'5" halfback, isn't he?
Well, it's handy too, and you got a back row that can play in the centres and the wing, and then the winger sort of did his job as well. And Nathan, you know, there's all sorts of things that go into play when Tommy, you allow him to play like that. So I'm not sure he realised what jersey he was wearing, what number was on the back. You're sitting out there going, really, Tom, you want to run at 3 front rows?
I know.
Great. That's awesome.
Well, Freddie, MG said that he can't recall seeing a footballer like Tom ever, and that over the last 8 weeks he's shown that he's one of the best rugby league players MG's ever seen. Can you compare him to anything that you've either played with or coached in your career?
I think, well, the game's gone away where it's sort of so structured these days that to see someone so versatile and move around the field is just so rare. I did say last week I watched the Tigers and I saw James Robertson, David Nofaluma a couple of times get together, and that really inspired me that people are starting to actually get away from this style that everyone's been playing now for so long because they've just been sort of dictated by penalties. But Tom's, I think, looking different because everyone else looks the same. But in saying that, he's, you know, he's 6'5", he's really fast and obviously strong and knows what he's doing, so that helps.
Well, no more evident than last night where it went from Cleary to Luai to Latrell to Tommy. I don't think I've seen that since 1987, where a halfback passes to a 5'8", who passes to a centre to another centre. That's exactly what – I know what kind of a player you were. I know what kind of coach you are. And I know that you love being a bloke who, you know, just lets the beast run free. But even that type of unstructured play that we watched from New South Wales last night, even though it looked so easy, it takes a lot of work to get that happening.
Yeah, well, it takes a lot of other blokes to put their ego in their pocket and
exactly.
Go and do other things, you know, and take up other spaces and hold defence wide. So I think, you know, if you spoke to Tommy and Latrell today, the first people they'd be thanking are mostly their back rowers and halves for giving them a bit of room and a bit of space and early ball. We don't see our centres get early ball much anymore, but you know, Jerome just fed Latrell the ball all night and, you know, picked and choose, and his decision making was great. So, you know, it just worked. I think conditions definitely played a part. So we don't know what it's going to be like in Suncorp in a couple of weeks. So we've got to make sure we prepare for all different types of surfaces and weather and conditions.
Freddie, I know he's been part of your Origin camps and your teams before, but were you absolutely confident that Tarek Sims had that sort of performance in him? And was there anything specific said by you or any of your other assistants to drive that sort of performance last night?
Now, the big thing we spoke to Tarek about was just basically to be himself, show as much control as possible because the way, you know, the referees are refereeing at the moment, I thought he did a great job.
He was awesome.
Yeah, he was just awesome, just, you know, filled that space perfectly in between a couple of, you know, really flairy players, and he just had the hard edge of Tarik there. So, and then on outside them was Brian Tyler, who was just a machine.
Well, somebody's taught Tarik how to throw that pass, because I haven't seen that out of him before.
Yeah, Brandy will say he just put his hands in the air to say, "Where's he throwing that to?" No one knew where Brian was. I don't think
right to the chest.
Yeah, just nailed it. That was they backed each other from the very start, which, and then, you know, they saved a try at the death as well. So that's mostly was the best thing to come out of the game.
As you backed the informed Panther players, a lot of people were saying that Tupu's done enough to retain his spot. A lot of people are saying Jack Whiten should be 5'8", but Brian To'o, Jerome Luai, I thought Yo was unbelievable. And you mentioned that last-ditch tackle on Gagai in the 78th minute. I think that would have pleased you more than anything in the game. But I think my most impressive player in the game, no one's really spoken about him, but his defence on David Fifita all night, Cam Murray. Fifita had 19 runs, and I think Cam Murray levelled him 18 times. And I think in the end, Fifita was going, "Come on, mate, give me one break. Give me one tackle break.
Yeah, absolutely. I looked at some scores this morning where people do ratings. I think Cam Murray got a 6. I was like, "Oh, wow. He got a 9 from me."
Yeah.
You can only put people you trust in front of Cam Munster and Dave Fifita and ask him to do a job, but when they come away and they do, nearly to perfection. So he'll be playing for South Sydney over the weekend. I'll be interested to watch him again. He's a beauty.
He's a beauty.
Well, the best player for the series from New South Wales perspective wins a medal named in your honour, Freddie. Who was your player of the match last night?
My player of the match? Yeah, it's a toughie. Yeah. It's a toughie. I'll sit on that because I didn't have to give one. So
did they give a player's player a 3-2-1?
Yeah, the player's player was Tommy.
Yeah.
But the best bit of advice I got was this morning off Dr. Nathan Gibbs' son. He said they don't do for and against in start of origin.
True.
Very good. Oh,
that's a great bit of advice.
Gibbsy's protege. He's coming up with a beauty. Wow.
I like that. Hey, so now, speaking of which, just quickly, Dr. Nathan Gibbs, how did he go repairing that cheekbone of Nathan Cleary? Did he need to replace some blood?
He did. Geez, he had some coming out.
Wow.
You know, I didn't know the rules, actually, probably, so I learned something last night. It's a good thing I've learned something about the game. When Nathan came off, we had an opportunity to leave him off and have 12 players, or if you replace, it's a double interchange. So it was pretty critical, I think. The scoreline helped us there, and our forwards are able to play big minutes. But it was good. It was an oversight, and it was something I should have known.
As you know, more than anyone, as New South Wales' best ever player, this game of origin throws up different scenarios week in, week out, and we've got two to go. They'll get better. You know that. Queensland will be better. Walsh won't be off after 15 minutes. Papalihi and Pong are coming to the equation. Maybe Ben Hunt. I know that doesn't concern you. You're only concerned about, what your team can do. But after last night's performance, that is just a clinical expression of solidarity, in my opinion, of the New South Wales team. And it's all for the Queenslanders to do. It's a good position to be in, but it's one you're wary of.
Absolutely. Got a great challenge coming up. We haven't won up there since I've been coaching. So they're going to have a different footy team. They become the hunter now. Everyone will be praising us, and we'll be spending the next 10 days trying to fend off questions of how good we went. And the boys who played there last year will understand how different it is playing up there. So we've got a big job at hand. They've got to go and play for their club and do a great job there. And then hopefully we'll pick a team come 10 days and away we go again. But we've got... It's a tough one because everyone's just going to tell you how good you're playing.
Yeah.
That's the hardest thing to do.
Geez, MG, I know we've spoken to this man a bit on this show, but there's a focusedness about him this morning.
Well, as you just said, he's never been one up there as a coach. That's his next goal. And if I know Brad Fittler, that's the way I do. He's just going to leave no stone unturned to get that victory.
Good night's sleep last night, Freddie.
Yeah, mate. All the family's come back. They had a bit of a presentation and it's pretty early, mate. Pretty early.
All right. ResMed Pillow doing your wonders?
Oh, yeah, the ResMed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you travel with that, the ResMed? Do you travel with it?
I've got the ResMed pillow tied to my bag, actually.
Brad Fittler, the coach of the New South Wales Blues, congratulations on the victory in Game 1. The job's not done yet. We look forward to speaking to you ahead of Game 2.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
All right, well, from a happy New South Welshman to a very sad and sorry and disappointed Queenslander.